Hey everyone, and welcome back to another Thin Line Believers podcast. Steve here with you this week. I hope this podcast finds you blessed and rested from over the weekend. As I was rolling through the week, this week, I overheard someone just kind of in passing talking about how their faith was gone. They had no faith anymore because of the way the world is and has become. So I decided to talk about faith, but not faith in the normal way. It's funny, when I was thinking about the topic and I was trying to, you know, kind of put together an outline, for some reason, the movie, and maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, if you have kids, you probably have, if you, you know, come from that era, you probably have seen the movie, Lilo and Stitch. If you haven't seen the movie, bear with me. I'll explain a little bit further. In the movie, Stitch is an alien adopted by Lilo, who is a Hawaiian girl, and she adopts him as her pet. He kind of disguises himself as a dog so that she'll adopt him, having got stranded on an island. So Stitch is bad, and at one point, Lilo makes a badness level for Stitch on kind of a meter drawing. And it was at that kind of thought, as that went through my head, of, you know, it made me think about my faith. And the level of my faith and what it is on a meter, if I had to put it there, right? If it's, you know, up towards the top, if it's at the end of the meter, if it's, you know, 7 out of 10, whatever meter we're going to use to look at that. I was thinking about what my faith is at certain times, from time to time, right? It seems like most people, including me, in the past, our faith will rise and fall depending on what good or bad things have happened in our lives. We directly link things to the Lord, not knowing or understanding His plan for us as these things happen, which then in turn affect our faith one way or another. We can also look at our faith in the concept of a bank account, right? The faith balance goes up and down depending on what's happening in our lives. We cloud faith with our worldly understanding instead of our godly understanding and the things that the Lord and that Jesus have said to us about faith. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, it says, "The apostles said to the Lord, 'Increase our faith.'" Have you ever asked the Lord, you know, to do the same thing in your life? Did it work? Or is faith something inside of us? Is it something we must bring and not something that can just be given to us, that can be put inside us without any kind of things that we do or don't do to affect that? So I thought about this. What's the definition of faith? The definition that I found is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete trust. Is that something that should waver with worldly things or experiences? If it's complete, I would think not. So I thought, well, what's the definition of complete? Complete is to the greatest extent or degree or total. So we would think that if, you know, if our faith was supposed to be complete trust or confidence, that we wouldn't have, you know, these ebbs and flows. I mean, complete or total faith is, there's nothing that is wavering there. Think about, what are some of the things that cause your faith to waver? What are those? Do some knock that faith down more than others? What is it that brings your faith up? What is it that picks it up? What is it that makes the meter go up as far as your faith? Do you find it easier to think about the things that knock your faith down rather than the things that lift your faith up? I know for me, you know, and for most people, the negative things in our lives stick out more than the positive, which isn't the way that we should really be viewing the world. But when we come from the line of work that we do, and where thin line believers come from, we do see a lot of negative. Probably more of the negative of society and of the world than the positive side. So finding that for us seems to be a little more difficult sometimes. So what do you do? How do you make up for that? What do you do? Do you serve? Do you outreaches? Do you do podcasts? Do you what is it that brings that positivity and that positive faith back into your life? Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen." So yeah, I mean, we hope for things and we have this faith in things, but it's not something that we're seeing. It's not something that's seen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5 talks about that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The wisdom of man, like we know, is going to, for the most part, I'm not going to say always, but a lot of the times is going to be something that brings us down. The worldly things, the worldly views, the worldly wisdom that we see so often these days that people think is wisdom, often is negative. Much of what we see in our world clouds our faith. Faith brings us to that peace in this world. That true faith, that true believing, that true understanding, that complete faith can bring us to that peace in a world that aims to bring that down and to put negative, thoughts and actions into our lives. 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And that's, that just brings that home of the things that we see in our world. They do cloud that, and they do cloud our faith overall. But when we walk by faith, when we live by faith, that world can't cloud, what we see and what our hope is and what our faith is and what we know will happen when our Lord returns and, brings us home. When I come to the end of my life, I plan on having the faith, dedication, and service to be able to say the words in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Be able to think about standing in front of the Lord and maybe repeating those words, given the sacrifice and the gift that the Lord gave us of the forgiveness of our sins. I mean, the best thing I can do in my life is do things that will allow me to say those words when I stand in front of the Lord after my time has come. Much of what we in the Thin Line do is exactly this: fighting the good fight with the faith that we are doing, that what we are doing is making a difference. It's making an impact. Why then is it so hard for us to flip that and keep that faith in spite of what is going on around us? All that we should be leaning on is the promise given to us by Jesus, that he died for us to forgive us our sins, so that our sins may be washed white as snow. I pray that you all keep that in mind this week, that you remember what Jesus did for us, for you. Remind yourself that your faith does not have to ebb and flow like the tides. It doesn't have to go up and down. It doesn't have to, based on what we're seeing or what the world is showing us, it doesn't have to change day to day. Make a conscious effort to keep that faith, to shine that faith and that light to others around you, to show them that even though things are tough and even though, there are some things that you see or you do that would shake your faith, that you can keep that and show them how to do that in those times. hopefully this was thought-provoking and will help in strengthening your faith in our Lord. I know preparing it put some thoughts in my head on things that I need to work on as well, and things that I need to do to bolster my faith even more than it already is. With that, have a blessed week. And until our next message, take care and take faith, knowing that our Lord and Savior loves you.